Here come the Hawks, the Lightning Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah!
Well, the Hawks lost tonight, 5-4. Not too bad. We're going to talk about it with good old number 27, our friend Jeremy Roenix. Thank you for staying up, JR. How are you?
Anything for you, Petey. Even though I'm falling asleep, it's all good, buddy. You're the best.
I love you. First of all, I was taking notes on my way to the radio station. I have to say, I love John Weidemann. I love Troy Murray. That duo is so good. And the way that Weidemann paints a picture and then Troy adds the color to it, it's just fantastic. Seriously.
Yeah, they do a really good job. Troy is such a good hockey mind, and he picks up so many cool things and so many good things that he can literally describe that make you visualize what's going on. It is so good to listen to. So, you know, he was one of my idols when I, you know, playing with him when I was playing, and he still is one of my favorite people in the world. Troy Murray is.
And such a nice guy. He was talking about Dominic Kubalik had his first NHL goal tonight.
Yeah, he looked actually pretty good tonight. He moved really well. He got into some of those high traffic areas, and you know, he made some good plays. I think, you know, the more he plays and the more comfortable he gets, he seems like he has pretty good speed, pretty good agile mobility. So, you know, I think he, you know, I think he's going to be a good one. Just let him continue to, you know, continue to battle and find his way, and he's going to be a good one.
Well, let's talk about the positives. Shaughnessy had two goals tonight. I mean, the crowd was just going berserk for him.
Yeah, what a great way to come back to Chicago and make a grand entrance. You know, but just two comebacks, you know, between him and Patrick Marleau. I thought it was really good for each respective team. And, you know, you feel good for a guy like Shaughnessy. He's one of those guys that's the heart and soul guy. He's the gritty guy. He's the, you know, the sandpaper guy. And for him to come back and get two goals is really good.
That is so funny that you say he is the sandpaper guy. That is a perfect description of him.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
What'd you think of your boy number 88, Patrick Kane?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to critique Patrick Kane. He always is so smooth and always looks so good. He had a couple of bad breaks. He had that one empty netter that went off of Vlasic's stick, and I'm sure he was frustrated with that one. You know, he's just so creative. He's, you know, that pass that he made on the Strom goal was just, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, he just makes everything look easy. He knows what's going to happen. You know, he's going to go down as the best American in the history of the game for lots of reasons. But, you know, he couldn't put the puck in the back of the net, but he's still every time he had the ice, was on the ice, something happened, and that's what you like.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And the penalty kill, we have such a problem with the PK. What is going on here?
Defense. You know, I think you know, you're not clearing out the front of the net. You're not giving your goaltender time to clear rebounds or cover rebounds. You know, the one by Patrick Marleau was again, you know, twice in front of the net like that. You can't, you know, there's just too many guys left out in front of the net. I think the D has been the Hawks. Been their trouble over the last year and a half, 2 years, and you know it needs to tighten up. There's especially on the winning goal, you know, where everybody was going, that was just a total breakdown defensively. It wasn't on the power play, but you know, they just have to be more structured, pay the price more. They get caught running around too much and get a little helter skelter, and when that happens, you know, the confusion sets in, and that's usually when the puck ends up in the back of your net.
That's exactly what Chelios said on Monday night. I ran into him at Chicago Cut, and I go, what do you think of the Hawks? He goes, the defense needs to tighten up. I swear to you, that was his exact phrase. That's exactly what he said.
Well, I think we know what we're talking about, right? Yeah.
How long did you two play together?
I played with Chelly for 5 years.
5 years?
5 years.
God,
five,
it seems...
Five, it's, great. 6 years. Maybe 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Five great, great, great years with Chelly. He's one of my favorite people on the planet.
I mean, you two, you're very similar personalities. I mean, just the way you talk and think. It's not that you have the same personality, because he is more kind of reserved, and you're out there in people's faces.
We're opposite personalities.
Yeah,
to tell you the truth, but you think alike. We're same athletically. Personality different, athletically same. Correct.
Are you in as good a shape as he is?
Hell no. He's in better shape than half the guys in the National Hockey League. Are you kidding me? Listen. There's a term in our language called Greek God, and it came when Chelsea was born.
That guy still works out. He'll get up early and work out for like 2 hours, like crazy. I mean, it'll never stop with him. It really won't.
He's a sauna master. He is the sauna master. Push ups, sit ups, stationary bike, hours and hours, hot tub, cold tub. Guy's nuts.
I remember you telling us that story. Was that the last time you were on? He had the stationary bike in the sauna. How long does he do that? Was it an hour? How long was it?
Yeah, about an hour. He rides the bike for about an hour. But every day he goes to the sauna, and he'll do push ups for an hour, sit ups for an hour. And he's in there for 15 minutes at a time. Then he goes in the cold tub, 15 minutes at a time. And then he goes and drinks tequila on the rocks. The guy's nuts.
Which is actually good for you. If you're drinking tequila or vodka, you're doing the right thing.
Exactly. Yes. He is the best. He is without a doubt my absolute idol. I love him to death.
But back to my original point, I was talking to him on Monday night, and you two think very similar you have similar hockey minds. Would you two ever consider coaching?
No, I don't have the patience, especially in this day and age where everybody's so, you know, with the pajama boys, you know, you yell at them, they don't like it. They crawl down. They think you don't like them. Mm-hmm. They pout, you know. If I see any kind of complacency or laziness or, you know, lack of preparation, I would lose my mind and be one of those yellers and screamers. And there's just no yellers and screamers anymore, with the exception of John Tortorella maybe, but even he's kind of tried to calm down a little bit. But I just don't think I would be a good coach in this day and age just because of the expectations that I'd have.
Players are coddled nowadays, aren't they? And you can't scream at your players anymore.
Understatement. Coddled and making tons of money. I love the fact that they're making lots of money, but if you're making lots of money, then you should take everything that comes with the job, even if that's getting yelled at, screamed at, benched, made an example of, and, you know, suck it up and play hard and just be that true leader that can take it rather than pout and, you know, turn on the coach or, you know, decide you don't want to play for him, ask for a trade or whatever. It's just, it's too bad.
Could your old coach, Mike Keenan, coach in
no.
the NHL?
No. No.
There's no way.
No.
No.
No. No, if you say Mike Keenan in hockey now, it's like oil and water, you know, fire and water. That it just would no chance would it
right
would that go together. But Mike Keenan, if it wasn't for Mike Keenan, I would not have had the career that I had. He taught me, you know, mental toughness, physical toughness. He made me a better player. He scared the crap into me to be a good player, and I appreciated that for him.
And then you wanted to punch him in the face.
Of course, but if you have brothers and sisters or a brother and or whatever, you get into fights, you want to punch them in the face too.
Right.
I mean, families fight. It doesn't mean that they don't like you. It's just they want the best for you and they want the best for the team. That's, you know, if he looked at me and said, I don't like you, I hate you, you know, I hope you die in a fiery plane crash, then maybe there's a reason to hate somebody and want to beat him up. But mm-hmm. if he's just doing it to inspire you, you know, then, you know, you should appreciate the reasons that he's doing it.
Right. We're talking with Jeremy Roenick. The Hawks are now 0-2. How do you see the Hawks finishing this season?
Well, it's really early, obviously. I actually really like their offense. I like it more than I thought I would. DeBrincat looks like he's skating well. I mean, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves.
Right.
DeBrincat looks good. Nylander had some opportunities tonight, and I think was a little nervous tonight. Had a couple opportunities and didn't pull the trigger, but I think he'll loosen up and be better. Strome looked good. it's the defensive aspect of the game that really scares me for this team.
You got to,
and you know, and I will tell you this: I love Corey Crawford. He's one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite goaltenders. But he didn't look too sharp tonight. He had a couple bad breaks, but you know, it's that rebound on Patrick Marleau's second goal. He's got to try to swallow that one up. Yeah. That was a tough rebound, and then the winning goal by Barkley. Good drill right there. I mean, that was a weak shot by him that slipped through the five hole. You know, those are the saves you got to come up with.
We got to protect the front of the net. All right, Jeremy Roenick. JR, now you can go to bed. This is it.
You're the best, Petey. Next time I'll come in, I'll come in the studio for you, okay, buddy?
I love you, brother. Thanks. Thanks, okay. Man.
Love
talk soon.
Too, see you later.
That
bye-bye.
Is Jeremy Roenick, good old number 27. It's 720 WGN.